From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Liberians went to the polls Tuesday for a presidential election they hope will mark their first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite alleged ideals of fraud. Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
Former World Footballer of the Year George Weah is squaring up against Vice President Joseph Boakai for the top job. Both of them promised to tackle poverty and corruption. They're bidding to succeed Alan Johnson Sirleaf in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after Boakai and another candidate alleged widespread fraud in October's first round of polls. However, the Supreme Court rejected that challenge earlier this month.
So far, the election process.
The National Elections Commission confirmed no major disruptions occurred in the runoff, and voting was better organized than last time.
Reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he was organizing a nationwide rally on January 28th to support his call for a boycott of next year's presidential election. He called for people to go out into the streets for their rights and future, saying that people should not want to lose another 6 years. Russia's Central Election Commission voted on Monday to bar Navalny from running in the presidential election. Seven Egyptian rights groups have condemned the execution of 15 suspected Islamic militants convicted of staging a deadly attack on an army checkpoint 4 years ago in the Sinai Peninsula. The group said legal procedures against the men were flawed, and at least one of the 15 appears to have been tortured during detention. They also said relatives were not allowed to see them on the day of the execution, as the law requires. This is VOA News.